really hadn't been involved in any disability groups or anything when I moved to Brandon. I was on my own, doing fine, was sort of my attitude. And one day, I got a phone call from Alan Simpson, sort of reminding me that I knew him from his brother, and had I heard of this organization, the Manitoba League of, I'm trying to remember the old name now, MLPH, I guess.
The Physically Handicapped.
Yeah, Physically Handicapped. And I really hadn't. But he said, listen, we're trying to start up a branch in Brandon. Would you be interested? And I thought, geez, I don't know. Do I want to get involved in this? It's like somebody asking you, hey, do you want to join a boating club and you have no interest? I thought, well, like I'm doing fine on my own. I didn't see any kinship or connection to issues or anything. So I sort of said, well, you know, I'll think about it. About the same time, and I guess he sent me some literature, and one of them was one of the league's newsletters. And in the newsletter was an article written by Jim Dirksen, guy who I hadn't heard much of back then. So I thought, oh, I'll just read this and see what this group is about. And this particular article must have been written to me. And it was, my memory of it was that Jim was talking about the importance of and the need for people who experience challenges and frustrations connected to having a disability need to work together to try and identify barriers in the community, put pressure on the systems that, you know, need to be changed and improved. And when I read that article, and I thought to myself, geez, here I am sort of getting by. I didn't have any major issues that I was angry over. But when I read Jim's article, it really impressed me in terms of saying, as well, that's a really good point. You know, is there are maybe other individuals out there who can do more by getting together, sharing experiences. Yes, I'll call Alan back and saying, okay, Al, I will see about trying to get some people together here in Brandon.